Leading the news this morning, a cruise ship has rescued a French sailor who's been stranded in rough seas in the Southern Ocean for 3 days. Alain Delord had to abandon his yacht on Friday when its mast was torn down in a gale about 900 kilometres southwest of Tasmania. Firefighters in Victoria have been backburning in an effort to contain a large bushfire in Gippsland in the state's east. The fire has killed one man and destroyed at least 21 homes. In New South Wales, a massive fire near Coonabarabran in the state's northwest is now contained. Student debt has hit a record high in Australia. A report by the Grattan Institute has found the total debt owed by students has reached more than $26 billion. It says a quarter of that is likely to never be repaid. The report also finds there's been an increase in enrolments in areas where there are skill shortages, like health and engineering. Barack Obama has been officially sworn in for a second term at a small ceremony in the White House. Large crowds are expected to attend the public inauguration, which will take place early tomorrow morning Australian time. There are reports five militants involved in Algeria's hostage crisis have been captured alive. The Algerian army has been trying to secure the remote gas plant since a botched rescue operation ended at the weekend. At least 23 hostages and 32 kidnappers are confirmed dead, but there are fears the death toll could rise.